And welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Just a reminder, there will be a deacons meeting directly following this service. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures to find an answer to the question, does man really have a sin nature? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will give the message titled Emmanuel, and he will be teaching from Isaiah chapter 7. On Wednesday evening from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., the apologetics class will be studying the Canon of Scripture Part 2. And following the apologetics class, the Wednesday evening service beginning at 7:30 p.m. will feature the reading of 2 Chronicles chapters 1 through 4. There is, to remind you again, a number of dishes and kitchen-type containers in the kitchen. So if you think you're missing something around the house, you might take a look in the kitchen area and see if there's anything there that belongs to you. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 22, verse 23. Ye that fear the Lord, praise him, all ye seed of Jacob, glorify him, and fear him, all ye seed of Israel. Now, Brother Olivas will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 73, May Jesus Christ Be Praised.
Thank you, brother. Once again, sorry, number 73, May Jesus Christ Be Praised. If you turn your hymnals to 194, Ye Must Be Born Again.
Yeah.
Now, if you turn your hymnals to 489, go ahead and please stand. Once again, 489, Glory to His Name. Please stand.
So much, my brother Olivas, and let's look to the Lord in prayer this morning. Our Heavenly Father, we are recalling the words of King David. He said, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will praise thy name. And so, Lord, we just praise your name because of who you are, a mighty and wonderful God, a God of salvation, a God who rescued our life from emptiness to a life full of joy and full of power. And so, Lord, we are grateful this morning that we are gathered together not only to worship you, but to learn about you, and especially to learn about the glorious day in which you will come one day and change our life to the glorious life of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for that. Lord, as a church body, we do have people who have problems in their body. And we pray for Ann Peretto, for Tia and Ben Hudson, for Mildred Plica, for Pedro Apolinar, for Jeff in the East Coast, and for myself with these bacterial infection now lodged in the pulmonary area. And so, Father, you are the only one who can heal us, who can enforce that medicine to be effective and to narrow down things so that we can recover. And so we depend on your grace in spite of medicine, and we depend on your power. Lord, thank you for our missionaries, for Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain, for Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendaño in Guatemala, for Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru, for Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. And then locally, Lord, we thank you for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center, who keeps to be a light in the midst of darkness, for the Christian Athletic Association, we take young people, train them in different sports and share with them Jesus. For Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Daniel now flying back home from the races in one of the states in the United States. And so, Father, also for Fred and Carol Lewis and the U.S. Center for World Missions, and we pray that you bless this occasion in which he is preparing himself to come and visit with us by June 12th. Thank you, Lord. We have these missionaries, an extension of the church. Now, Father, we also thank you for the broadcast of KKMC. We thank you for the listeners, and we pray that they too be blessed as they listen. We pray for those opening the internet in America, in England, in Korea, in different places, that we receive letters and emails. Lord, thank you for them. And we pray that thy word be a blessing into their life. We thank you, Lord, that you brought us together today to learn a great lesson about the wonders of our future. And so, Lord, Thank you that our future is not depending on the progress of the United States of America. It's not depending on the economy. It's not depending on man. It's depending on you, O God, the mighty God of Israel. And now, Father, we are grateful for your people and for their supplies so that we can keep on the ministry in this place. And so, Lord, bless the offering and bless the giving. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the second epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Thessalonians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1290. We will be reading 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray together. Our gracious Father and our God, we thank you for the scriptures. We thank you for the work of the Spirit, setting us apart from sin to eternal glory and causing us to believe the truth as revealed in the Bible. We thank you for your love and the grace we have received through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, who made it possible that we have been reconciled to you. Help us to understand and apply the great truths of history pointing to the Lord Jesus Christ as written in the Bible. Bless our teacher and our pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to bring the light of Scripture showing the glory of our Lord. Bless us also and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. And in Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?